This episode is brought to you by Vanta. Vanta's trust management platform helps you quickly assess risk, streamline security reviews, and automate compliance for SOC 2, ISO 27001, and more. Learn how by watching Vanta's on-demand demo at vanta.com/WSJ.
Here's your money briefing for Monday, March 18th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. The fraudsters are at it again. They're luring individuals into stock market scams, and this time they're posting ads on social media pretending to be successful investors and hedge fund managers.
The biggest one is Steve Cohen, who's worth $20 billion and owns the New York Mets. He's a big-time hedge fund manager, but they also have Ray Dalio of Bridgewater, Kathy Wood of ARK Investments, who had like 150% return a couple of years ago.
We'll talk to Wall Street Journal contributor Randall Smith about how the scam works and how to spot a fake ad after the break.
This episode is brought to you by Vanta. Managing the requirements for modern security programs is increasingly challenging. Vanta's trust management platform helps you quickly assess risk, streamline security reviews, and automate compliance for SOC 2, ISO 27001, and more. Plus, save time by completing security questionnaires with Vanta AI. Learn how by watching Vanta's on-demand demo at vanta.com/WSJ. That's VANTA.com/WSJ.
Fraudsters posing online as well-known billionaires and investment gurus are luring people into stock market scams. Wall Street Journal contributor Randall Smith has been looking into this and joins me. Randy, these scammers have chosen some big names to impersonate. Who's on the list?
The biggest one is Steve Cohen, who's worth $20 billion and owns the New York Mets. He's a big-time hedge fund manager, but they also have Ray Dalio of Bridgewater, Kathy Wood of ARK Investments, who had like 150% return a couple of years ago, and Bill Ackman, who's a well-known activist investor, and Peter Lynch of Magellan, the guy who used to be the Magellan fund manager at Fidelity.
Where do these scams typically show up, and what do they look like?
They're on Facebook and Instagram, but they're also on other social media platforms. I'm told the scammers go for social media where the people have money and they may be less sophisticated. And they will look like, hey, I'm so-and-so big-time investor and I want to share my skill at making money. Sign up for my group and I'll help you make 87% in a month.
So how do the scams typically work beyond that point?
You might click on one button and it'll ask you about your investment history, what stocks have you bought in the past, and then it'll say if you want to join the group or if you want to open a portal to wealth, there'll be a button to join a WhatsApp group. And from there, they introduce themselves and make you feel like you're part of an exclusive investment club.
And then they ask for personal information?
There's a million scams for how to get your money. But the one that I found was people who had signed up in the fake Kathy Wood group were basically taken, hold your hand, make this stock trade, make that stock trade. And the first few stock trades make money. And then they lure you into putting up more and more of your money. And you're actually buying stocks. It's still your money. But eventually what happened with these people is, and I talked to several of them, they wound up trading in Hong Kong penny stocks, and there was something called a pump and dump where they manipulate the price of the stock way up into the stratosphere, and then they lure you into buying right at that moment. And they're the ones who are selling. So you buy and they sell, and the stock goes down 90%, and that's how you lose your money, and that's how they make their money.
How effective are these scams, and how much money have victims lost?
I've talked to a group of victims that 29 members, and they've lost a collective $3.2 million. And some of them have lost $100,000 or $45,000, but others have lost more. And I talked to somebody who had lost $1.3 million, and it was all the money she and her husband had. And they're going to have to take Social Security early and maybe even go back to work. They were retired.
Have the real-life investment experts like Kathy Wood been able to stop these scams from happening?
you would think with all their billions of dollars in net worth that they would be able to get these fake ads taken down immediately. But in truth, when they go to Facebook, it's not as easy. And you know, it might take weeks and weeks for Facebook to take down the phony ads. And as soon as it happens, there'll be a new phony ad that pops up. So the people at Ackman's company found 90 different scam ads, and they say it's like whack-a-mole. They can get one taken down and another one pops up.
Is there any sort of a verification that can be on any legitimate ads to let people know that, hey, this particular ad is actually legit and on the up and up?
The ways to be able to spot a scam ad is that if it's too good to be true, if they say this stock is going to go up 25% next week, or I made 47% with my recommendations last month, which is the way these fake ads read, a legitimate ad will be a lot more restrained.
Any other telltale signs for a fake ad or a red flag that somebody could watch out for?
Sometimes the names at the top of these ads are spelled wrong. So the scammers will spell the famous investor's name, but it'll be missing a letter. And that way they can evade detection on Facebook for a while. And if you're clicking on a WhatsApp group and you wind up entering a group, to me, that's a warning sign that, you know, you might not be safe, because some of the people in these groups are fake people. So they're like bots or they're scammers who are posing as your fellow investors. And they're telling you, oh yeah, last week I made 25%, but it's all bogus and it's designed to get you to put up more money.
How'd you come across this story?
I was looking at my Facebook feed and I'm in a couple of investing groups. And so I see this fake ad for Steve Cohen. And I knew it was a fake ad. So I took a screenshot of it and all the pages because I thought, well, this is funny. This could be a story. About 10 days later, I saw three or four of them in a row for different people.
And you knew right off the bat something didn't smell right here?
Oh, yeah. I know if Steve Cohen, he owns the New York Mets. He's one of the most successful hedge fund managers. You know, he's famous. And I know that he doesn't have to recruit investors like me on Facebook.
That's WSJ contributor Randall Smith. And that's it for your Money Briefing. We'll be back tomorrow with WSJ's Gunjan Banerjee to discuss the pros and cons of options trading. This episode was produced by Ariana Osperu with Deputy Editor Scott Salloway. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. Thanks for listening.
This message comes from Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, destination-focused dining, and cultural enrichment on board and on shore. And every Viking voyage is all-inclusive with no children and no casinos. Discover more at Viking.com.